Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everyone, it is Red Men News. It is the Friday. I am Paul Meach and the man next to me is Mr. Chris Page. Chris, how are you feeling today?
I'm good, mate.
Sleepy.
It is the Friday. That was an introduction and a half.
The Friday.
It is the Friday.
It is the Friday. Not any Friday.
The Friday.
The Friday.
And that is the Paul Meach and I am the Chris Page.
The Mr. Blood Red.
Yeah.
We've got a few things to get through today. First and foremost, let me just tell you that, of course, as with all of the new shows this week, we are partnered with The Athletic, the home of the best Liverpool written coverage going right now. Content produced by the likes of James Pearce, formerly the head Liverpool writer for the Liverpool Echo, and award-winning novelist. I'm sure if he hasn't won an award, he should do, because he's got a spectacular book.
And if he's wrong, we'll give him an award.
Yeah, we'll award you for the best books. It's not an official title, but it should be. Anyway, them and a whole host of the best writers who've been cobbled up from the best services around the world to populate The Athletic's content. Completely ad-free, no ads, no annoying pop-ups. You can start your free 30-day trial and receive 50% off your yearly subscription by going to www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews.
Nailed it.
Just about. They call it the new home of football writing, so get involved. I'm a big fan. There's one thing that we want to draw your attention to today before we dive into the rest of the news. The aforementioned possibly not
best
award
books
winning
winner.
Best book winner. Simon Hughes.
Does he have the best books at home, or does he write the best books?
There's no need to decide. Whatever is most likely to get him that potentially real or imaginary award. Anyway, he went up to Glenbrook, the home of former Liverpool manager Bill Shankly, to find out a little bit more about the man himself, a little bit about the place, and a really interesting sort of deep dive read into things. Obviously, people know Bill Shankly largely from, you know, as the figurehead. You got the Shankly Gate. Everyone knows Bill Shankly, synonymous with Liverpool Football Club, the man, you know, largely behind making Liverpool the football club that it is today. Took us from the second division and made us league champions and really set the foundations for what went on to make us the best football club in the world. But he dives into a little bit of the mythos behind him, heads up to where he was born, speaks to some people who are relatives and who knew him around the time, tells you a little bit about his upbringing and stuff I actually didn't know in this, Chris. Just tons of them living in the remarked that the house in which he lived in was basically the size of the current Liverpool boardroom, and there's just like kids coming out of every hole and nook and cranny, and they talk about it being a very inhospitable place, and the idea is come from this tiny village to be this basically spiritual figurehead for
man
for
of the people
city.
As well, wasn't
yeah,
he? You know, absolutely. I think, and that's the interesting thing about the article for me, Paul, is the stuff that you didn't know, because we've obviously lived Liverpool our entire lives, and that's what I love about Simon when he really focusing on a subject, you'd end up learning something. You don't feel like you're wasting your time reading. You do feel like you've actually learned something in there. So again, another brilliant piece. And you know, you might have seen, if you follow people on Twitter and Instagram, him going up there earlier on in the week and stuff. And yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. Just a fascinating thing where Glenbrook was compared by its most famous son to Outer Mongolia. And Simon, he says, you can understand why. Fantastic. So yeah, fascinating. That's on The Athletic now, if you want to head over there and check that out, as well as a whole host of other amazing and things as well. Anyway, a nice little piece of news before we kick into more of the actual club-related stuff. Sean Cox is going to be continuing his medical treatment over in the UK in the coming weeks and months. Really great to see that, you know, so much money's been raised towards his treatment. Obviously, the LFC Foundation have done stuff. There was collections outside of Anfield and what have you. And really pleasing to see that, obviously, he's ready to take the next step in his rehabilitation. He's moving to a specialist neurological facility in the north of England for initial 12-week rehab programme focused on developing his speech and movement. It's tough. I mean, obviously, his wife had said he's made so much progress over the last 18 months, but it's extremely slow. He finds it very difficult to express himself verbally, and while it seems he can hear and understand more, his speech remains very challenged. Obviously, it's
a sad story to even talk about and stuff, isn't it? Because it could have been any Liverpool fan that day, and, you know, unfortunately for Sean, it was Sean. And, you know, it's great to see that, you know, the club have kept him close, and you know, I believe he's coming over for that game in October, and he's a personal guest of Peter Moore and stuff, isn't he? So hopefully, you know, we wish him all the best in his recovery, and hope that he enjoys his day out, and the next stage of his recovery does indeed go well.
Yeah, absolutely, and obviously an absolute stalwart in his wife Martina as well. He's obviously helped him through all this. Right, we move on then. Really, really nice article. It's come from the Press Association. We've got it via thisisanfield.com. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain has been talking. And obviously, the international break is a thing. I don't know who England are playing.
Bulgaria, I think. Playing. No, Saturday, I think.
Wow. You think? Are you just trying to be cool? Like, be like, oh, I think it might be. Are they playing Bulgaria?
I think they're playing Bulgaria. I think it's Saturday. Okay. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm just not 100% certain.
Okay, that's sad. He was asked about, obviously, like, the tournament he's missed and what have you. And I really like his attitude. You know, we've had a few... We've got a really good gang of lads at Liverpool at the moment, and I was really impressed with Dejan Lovren's quotes on the back of not leaving in the transfer window. I like this from Oxley. He says, "I don't like to sit back now and say that I was really unlucky to miss this particular tournament or that one. The time was unlucky, but boys have injuries that stopped them playing full stop. I still have had the opportunity to come back. I have just got to stop the timing of those injuries to give me a chance to get to the sort of level I can be. It's every boy's dream, etc., etc." But I really liked...
Sorry, wait. I love this. The time it was unlucky, but boys have injuries that stopped them playing. Full stop. I still have had the opportunity to come back. I like that.
Yeah.
I like ending the sentence with the words full stop and then an actual full stop.
Full stop, period. That's why the Americans say period, because it means they can say full stop. Put a full stop in the period. Anyway. And there's a really interesting point here where he was asked where he watched the England World Cup games.
I love this part of it because he's obviously dressed, that you can see in the picture on your screen. If you're watching it, if you're listening, we'll describe it. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's wearing a cap. Yeah. Right, there you go. Perfectly described in a darkened room.
Yeah.
And he goes and watched the England games with fans, and he ensured that this was, and he was so happy about it, wasn't he? And he says, "I've never been to a pub where there's been a bunch of Liverpool fans or Arsenal fans and watched it with them. Never been to a pub with England fans are in a big place to see what it means to them. It was like a surreal moment where I could see my mate on the screen doing what I usually do. Now everyone around them was reacting what it meant to them. It was surreal. I was almost idolising them as well. Just seeing them do that and what it was creating around me, I was like, oh my God, that's Raheem Sterling. Look at what he's done. Do I really do that?" Such a humble guy, such a nice guy.
Yeah,
isn't he?
I completely agree with that. Do go and check out that full article on This Is Anfield. But yeah, it tells you the story about, and we know this, you know, we've worked with Oxlade-Chamberlain in the past, and funny if we've got a video which we'll reference in a moment, but he's a brilliant fella, isn't he? But I never really thought of it that way, because we've seen examples of like Steven Gerrard being in with the Liverpool fans in Villa Park back in the day, and Trent's done it in the past. We've seen players go in the crowd, but... Yeah, you wouldn't, because if you're not playing, you're injured, and you probably shouldn't be going to mass areas surrounded by people and jumping up and down. So it was interesting. He was obviously fit enough to be able to go out and soak it up. And yeah, it's mad that it would make you more hungry, I think, to get back when you see what you actually, the impact of what you do.
Absolutely, but also you forget, don't you? Because when these guys decide that they want to be footballers, they're probably like what we are, like 5, 6, 7, 8. And you know, when we wanted to be footballers, we decided at that age everybody wants to be a footballer at that age. They're good enough to actually be able to do that. You know, he will have been in an academy from probably 9 years old, maybe. Mm-hmm. Hasn't had the fan culture. Hasn't been brought up like we've been brought up. Experience what we've experienced, going to the game, going to pubs around the game, enjoying it with your mates and all that. He's not done that.
Yeah.
in any way, shape, or form. So for him to go and do something like that, he must be like that's why everyone loves football. Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. I bet he chucked a couple of pints up in the air like a tit, like they all did as well. Anyway, brilliant stuff. Yeah, go and check out thisisanfield.com for a bit more on that. Andy Robertson's been speaking in general, but the Mail have picked this up for the Scottish Daily Mail, which is almost certainly going to be better than the actual Mail, as we saw. We've seen with a number of variations on newspapers. Anyway, I think it's really funny. Andy Robertson's basically joking that he's in the squad, is what he's saying. He's like, he's very grateful to be named on the FIFA Pro World 11 shortlist alongside left backs Marcelo, Alexandro, and Jordi Alba. But basically, I love the notion that he says that. So I can find the quotes in particular. But yeah, I made the joke saying I'm one of the 55, probably the biggest squad I've ever been involved in. It's obviously a massive thing for me, but let's see if I get in the 11 or not. Even to be nominated alongside the players there is a special feeling. Also, have six of your Liverpool teammates there is really good. And I mean, it is drawing it away from the Andy Robertson stuff, Chris. You know, seven Liverpool players nominated. And it shows you where we're at.
It doesn't. I wouldn't have argued if you'd said 11, to be honest with you. But then, you know, I'm a Liverpool fan, so obviously. But also, look, this is the thing. Successful sides always get players named in these things. So if you as a player want to be in one of these things, you've got to be at a successful side. Liverpool's the side that you need to be at to be in there. If you want a chance of individual glory and stuff like this, then you've got to be at a great side.
Marcelo is going to be named on that list for as long as he plays for Real Madrid. It's like that thing.
Buffon is the interesting one, isn't it, for the keepers? Because it's the first time in 15 years Buffon's not in it. You know what I mean?
Sunset.
Exactly. And in Robertson's case, they've been doing it for 15 years. He's the first Scotsman to ever be in this. That's brilliant, yeah, isn't it?
There'll be a plaque, won't there, or something somewhere.
It's got to be.
A plaque and someone tipping out some iron brewing on it. We've done that two days on the belt. Iron brew. It's fine. It's great. And you're right, it shows where we're at, because when you're those elite clubs, and I talked about this about Virgil van Dijk being whether he'd come out with the FIFA Men's Best Award or not, and that players just become accepted as being the best, as being top quality players. Why Paul Pogba ends up in these things?
Deja Lovren would be in this if we'd won the Champions League the year before.
Yeah.
And it would have been accepted because he's got to a World Cup semi-final, he's won the Champions League. It sounds a little bit better than, you know, got to a World Cup final and got to a Champions League final, doesn't it? But players just accept it. That's kind of what
it is. That's it. You know, there's just players. The players that you automatically pick. It's why the level of disrespect shown towards Liverpool's midfield in general is mad. You know, and I have a comment. I did a video on my channel about Jordan Henderson, about the time to show some respect to him. And it's still, most people agree, but there's still some comments saying,
did you use the line, put some respect on his name?
A variation there on, because it's, you know, I'm not young enough to properly use it. But people going like, well, he's not, look at all these, but I could name, someone literally named 35, I think it was, better midfielders than Jordan Henderson, and like, you know, and I was like, I get it.
And how many European Cups did those 35 win?
Exactly.
And how many did they lift as captain of their football side?
Absolutely, honestly, mate.
That year, zero.
Yeah, it is. But our midfield's not fashionable enough, is the point I'm kind of making. Is that our forwards are dead fashionable, and our, you know, Virgil and the wing back, and the full backs and the goalkeeper are all dead fashionable.
Bloody team sport. You can't do anything without a midfield. Absolutely. You're not going to win anything without a midfield.
If you wanted proof, of course, that our midfield is dead cool, look no further than the Red Men TV Twitter account right now. We'll show you the little clip. We've got a video going out at 5 o'clock today. It's 5 o'clock on Friday evening. We sat down with Henderson and Oxlade-Chamberlain at the back end of the season. Chris did a great interview with them that's up on the redmentv.com, which you can still go check out. It still remains fabulous. It's very, very good.
I think you might have sold Sire Dummy there. I think he went to it. Did you go to it?
Yeah, I was just teasing it. Don't go to it yet.
Wait there, I'm not ready. I'm talking.
Want to do it again?
He's ready to go.
Just play the video.
Why would you say 3-2-1 and if you're the other? That was you need to have a discussion about countdown.
I'll start.
Anyway, I'm going to show you the clip.
This is for like one of your major projects. That's good. Media, something to do with media. As you can see, the media skills that he possesses here, when I kick it off the lamppost to come back, there was here, he would go.
boom.
So yeah. So,
boom!
Jordan Henderson and Oxlade-Chamberlain reacting to a skills video made featuring a 16-year-old Jordan Henderson is out on the main Redmen TV YouTube channel at 5 p.m. today. So yeah, do go, make sure you go over and subscribe to that channel and check that out as well. Yeah, really, really good fun. And if you want the full interview with the lads as well, as I say, go to the redmentv.com. It's there alongside Chris's also fabulous Jürgen Klopp interview. And my now slightly dated but also fabulous Jürgen Klopp interview. Before we get your comments on everything we discussed today, a little reminder, if you're watching this on the YouTube channel, go and subscribe. We've just gone through 22,000 subscribers, which is absolutely nice. Brilliant. Yeah, and as you say, it just means you get, if you click the notification bell when you subscribe as well, you get notified when we go live, even though, generally speaking, it's 12:30, Monday to Friday. Simon, what have you got for us?
I've got someone saying, who's the wonder kid that they're looking at that we titled the video after?
Oh, God, where's that? Right, turn the screen off a second. Let's find that fucking hell page. Come on. Goal.com. Fucking hell. Right, quick.
It's going to be so disappointing.
So
now.
Disappointing.
It's Joe Gallard.
Joe Gallard. Neil Jones, the Liverpool correspondent for Goal, has reported that Liverpool are tracking the progress of 17-year-old but face competition from Premier League rivals.
My bad. It's my bad.
He's viewed as one of the Championship's hottest prospects, and this week will represent England at under 18 level for the first time. Born in Netherton. He's a boyhood Liverpoolian, but joined Wigan as a 10-year-old, and his progress since has been noted by the Reds. If Neil Jones is reporting this, then it means that there's definitely something to it. And if Liverpool, we joked about it before, because you joked about the use of wonder kid.
I thought it was inappropriate, to be honest.
Yeah. So inappropriate that you thought just not to bother putting the article in there.
Is it Neil Jones that said that this is a wonder kid?
If he's 17 years old and he's being targeted by Liverpool, then he's a wonder kid.
Okay.
Just saying. And if you think that's not the case, then you are showing some major disrespect to Liverpool's transfer policy.
Yeah, put some respect on Liverpool's transfer
policy. Put some
policy.
Respect on Michael Edgerton's name. Yeah, so that's it. Joe Gellard. If you know more about him, let us know in the comments. And thank you very much to the person who did comment and remind us to talk about the thing that we literally titled the thumbnail of the show.
That is ultimate clickbait, that. Keeping it till the end of the video as well. It's brilliant.
Watch time, baby.
When we've gone live, after this has gone live, we'll put adverts in all over the show as well.
After every single thing. Not really. We'll probably forget to do that. We can't even remember to put the topics in that we're talking. Imagine remembering to do something after the fact. Anyway, Simon.
I was too busy straightening these mats up.
So, David Barton commented, and it's kind of what you were talking about, saying, how is it that not a single Liverpool midfielder was nominated for the World 11 quality, or a Henderson and Wijnaldum just not fashionable enough? And then Jay York said, to get into the World 11, you need hype, publicity, and usually goals. There's too much hate on our midfielders for them to win over someone like Kante, who's been talked about since Leicester won the league.
Exactly. I think Kante's world class, and I actually think Kante is... our midfield would be better for having Kante available to it. But
is this the list?
I'm just going to get all 15 of them, yeah.
There we go. So look at these names, right? I mean, Sergio Busquets.
Paul Pogba.
But I go through it. Sergio Busquets, did he have an outstanding season last season, or is he just continuing to be as good as he is? Casemiro, again. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne?
He's injured for half of it. Is this last year?
I guess it's last year's, yeah. Go ahead. Hang on. Go on. This is fucking terrible.
This is a joke. We need to end this show as fast as possible.
Get out of this. One more comment before we go. Is that like? Well, hang on. We could look to see.
There you go.
Alisson Becker.
That is this year's.
Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yeah. Kevin De Bruyne.
He was injured.
Arthur Mello. No, I disagree.
Paul Pogba. As he says, hyped, fashionable players. That's what it is about. Well, that's why Paul Pogba's in there, because he's hyped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they've gone. We need to get an IX player in there. Come on, the best. Nusantara was really good last season. But no, fair play. I mean, look,
Frankie de Jong, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Henderson, it was much better in the back end of the season. But Wijnaldum was consistently good all year. Anyway, go on, one last comment before we wrap up.
Yeah, this absolute shit show.
So Jay York said they are huge names on the list. To be fair, some questionable and some riding on previous hype as usual, which is true.
There always is. I think it's one of those things. I think we're all a bit thick when it comes to footy, and I think particularly football. We don't watch much more than the football that we're involved in, largely speaking. So there are names that are just accepted as being world talent. So when you're asked to put together a world 11 right now, you would put in players that you've not seen play for 12 months, so you might have seen play one 90-minute game of football, but it's naturally accepted, and I think which is what I'm kind of driving at, is that, but if Liverpool have another good run in Europe this season, don't be shocked if Liverpool's players just become those automatic names, and we'll find that Liverpool players just end up on these lists and they become the fashionable ones. So another good season from Jordan Henderson and Julian Wijnaldum, and they'll be on it next year, I reckon, is my thought anyway. Anyway, right, thank you very much to everyone who's watching this live. Thank you if you're listening to this as a podcast. Afterwards, make sure you give 5-star ratings on whatever pod app you use. And again, subscribe to the YouTube channel and check out, of course, our Henderson Oxlade-Chamberlain video on the Redmen TV YouTube channel later on. Thank you very much. See you all soon. Have a good weekend.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.